This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Hello there, welcome to the Evil Never Dies podcast. Today we're going to be doing a podcast on a movie. My name is Ayla, we got Bubba Brett over here, and just my grandpa, Carl. So, let's get started, bye!
Thanks, Ayla.
You're welcome!
We appreciate you.
She's too cute.
You're welcome!
Maybe we won't get complained on this week.
Oh, by the way, I'm 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just turned 10.
Also, I'm going to a dark hour. Valentine's kind. Yay!
She just fell on the floor now.
Fell on the floor? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is she all worked up tonight?
All worked up.
No more sugar.
I have everything in red over here for Valentine's Day.
I got my Moxley Manor Valentine shirt on.
I see that. You're going to have to turn that down. There you go.
So anyway, episode 230, Carl.
And could be the last.
And how many of... And how many episodes is it that people's bitched about?
2, I guess now.
Yeah, I know. So, oh well. I guess
I'm about to go off on people like Dwayne Johnson did Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. I guess bad comments are better than no comments, though, huh?
So somebody doesn't like a Dracula episode.
I guess.
I'm going to be a total dick. I'm going to do Dwayne Johnson has inspired me to be a bigger dick. He's turned bad in wrestling if you don't watch wrestling. The Rock is now a bad guy.
Oh, The Rock's back wrestling now?
Yeah, and he's a bad guy.
Oh, shit, I might start watching it again. So
tonight, Brett wanted to do a Valentine's movie, and we've done all of the damn...
My Bloody Valentine.
Bloody Valentine, so we just picked Valentine, so I'm sure somebody will be upset about that, too.
Yeah.
Not a very good movie, so that's all I can say.
Did you ever go to any Valentine's dances when you were like in middle school?
Hell no.
You didn't?
Hell no.
I went to one in 8th grade.
I never went to a dance in my life except for like in schools. No.
Well, this was the only one I ever went to. And me and a friend of mine each drank a half a pint of Jack Daniels.
When you were in 8th grade?
Yeah.
God dang, no wonder you.
And when we got there, like the four main girls in this movie, when they were in, they showed them at the dance at the beginning. Well, we had sort of four girls like that. Well, they decided to all split a fifth of Southern Comfort, and it wasn't a good scene. Me and my buddy ended up saving two of them. We couldn't save all of them.
Oh no.
Two of them threw up in the middle of the floor and got in trouble. And me and my buddy took the other two out the back door and headed into the woods so we wouldn't get in trouble.
I don't blame you.
But we ended up getting in trouble Monday anyway when we went back to school because the other two told on everybody.
I don't blame them. Look, my nose even looks red with all the red lighting.
Red nose, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my Valentine's dance story.
No, I didn't go to dances. I probably did when I went to the in grade school. I don't know. They used to make us get Valentine's out and stuff. I don't know.
The Valentine's box you made at home.
I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day. I think it's a stupid damn day. Me and Lisa always called it a card holiday.
The card, here's your card.
Yeah. Hallmark holiday. Well, obviously there's not very many good Valentine's horror movies, so if that offends anybody, I don't give a flipping fuck. It's the truth. I'm telling the truth.
Telling the truth. That's the way, that's the best thing to do is to tell the truth.
Well, it got us censored for about a day. Now we got bad reviews on Dracula movies.
That's strange because usually everybody likes the Dracula movies.
Well, good. I hope everybody hates them from now on. I'm about to turn into Dwayne Johnson straight up.
Oh, shit.
I can't
All right.
People's eyebrow. I can only do that. So let's get this Valentine movie. There's not a whole lot to go over on it probably, but I'm going to do a midweek episode of Bullet for my Valentine album. I'm already working on it. So Brett wanted a Valentine's album, so I'm giving you some of the darkest, most depressing, evil Valentine's music there is.
What?
All right, let's get into this Valentine's movie.
Yeah.
Valentine, 2001 slasher film, directed by Jamie Blanks. And what other movie did he do? He did, what do you call it? I can't think of it right now. I'll come back to that. But
I
anyway.
Just know that he apologized for making Valentine to everybody.
Yeah. He said he did what he could, had to work with.
Exactly.
It's actually based on a novel by a guy called Valentine by the name, a guy named Tom Savage. And it was produced by Dylan Sellers. Cinematography by Rick Botta. Edited by Steve Mirkovich. Music by Don Davis. Now, the score for this wasn't very good, but it had a pretty cool soundtrack.
Soundtrack is awesome.
Yep. We'll go into that here after a little bit. Production companies, Village Roadshow Pictures and MPV Entertainment. It was distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures. Released on February 2nd, 2001, just in time for Valentine's Day.
I remember when it came out.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I don't think I saw it in the theater, but I do remember when it came out.
I remember, I don't think it took too long for it to go to DVD when it came out, because it really didn't do too good at the box office. Running time of 96 minutes. Countries are United States, Canada, Australia. English language, had a budget of $29 million, and it only made $36.7 million.
And they were lucky to get that out of it.
Yeah, so they barely made their money back. Oh, let's see. You want to go over the plot?
It's pretty simple plot. I think you're right. Were they in middle school?
Yeah, sixth grade, supposedly.
Sixth grade. So there's this kid who's, I guess he's not very popular. And they all start messing with him. And basically, don't they accuse him of something, the one girl?
Well, the one girl, he was making out with her underneath the bleachers.
That's right, yeah.
And then the bully boys seen him under there and was giving him a hard time. And then was giving her a hard time, and she was like, he attacked me and all this.
That's what it was. Yeah, it's hard to explain that. But anyway.
So they drug him out in the middle of the floor and de-pantsed him.
And threw him out there and embarrassed him. And his nose bled.
And he got in trouble and got sent to reform school.
And they didn't see him again for like, what, 20 years?
Yep.
15 years. So then we fast forward in time, and there's a Cupid killer running around. Basically looks like Michael Myers, but wearing a Cupid head. Yes, a Cupid head.
Yep.
So with this movie, that's really the plot. It's a slasher film. It's basically sort of this is 2001 it came out, you said?
Yep.
So they're trying to get past the 90s and all the 90s movies, and I think they were trying to go flashback to the 80s, but it was still done in the 90s style, and it just didn't work real well, but it had some pretty good actors in it. But it's the Cupid killer. That's why it's called Valentine. And that's about all the plot I can give you. And it has Angel in it. David Boreanaz.
Yep.
And that's probably the only reason most people went to see it, because that was sort of the height of the Angel show. And it had Denise Richards in it, or whatever her name is.
Yep.
And she was very popular at the time.
The Jamie.
Had somebody from Roswell. It was sort of drawing from the WB, all the shows on the WB network at the time, I guess.
Yeah, the Jamie Blanks, he also directed the first, what is it? I just had it up here. Urban Legend. Yeah, that's it.
Urban Legend is a really good movie.
Yeah, and a couple of the characters from that movie are the same names of characters in this, so.
I don't know. I'm drinking tonight this.
What's that?
It's a big red soda drink.
Big red, huh?
Yeah, it's a frozen one.
Ooh.
That's what I'm drinking.
I haven't had big red in forever, dude.
Well, everybody
that's a,
should.
That's definitely a Texas thing.
It is. We've always had big red in Texas.
Big red and Dr. Pepper, man.
Nothing.
All right.
Big red frosting. Or soda, or whatever this is.
All right, let's go over the cast here. There's a lot of cast. I'm not going to go over. I'm just going to go over the main ones.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go over the characters when they're the little kids' names and all that. So, first off, we got Denise Richards, like you said, as Paige Prescott.
And she was really popular at the time. I don't know how they got her in this movie, really.
Yeah, her big thing was, what was that alien movie with the Starship Troopers?
Starship Troopers.
Yep. That's where she got her big break.
Very
good. And like you said, David Boreanaz.
David Boreanaz.
Boreanaz.
Dude, don't F up Angel's name.
And he played Adam Carr and Jeremy Melton, which was the...
You just spoiled the whole movie, dude.
Well, that's what it says.
Oh.
Marley Shelton as Kate.
The movie spoiled by Brett, the bubby. Where's Scarlett? I'm going to get her to call and yell at you.
Yeah, I've had enough of that for 1 week.
Yeah.
I keep having these goddamn parties over here all the time.
Are you having one tonight? Because we drove by your house and there was a bunch of cars there.
I'm having one right now, man.
See, having one a party. Yeah.
All right, back to the cast
back
here.
To the show.
Marley Shelton.
You have a party? You having a party?
I'm not having no party.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do, call us and I will come
look,
over.
He's got a skeleton and a Michael Myers in his party.
Yep. They're dancing over there. Can't you see them dancing?
There's his party people.
Can we come after the podcast?
All right. Marley Shelton as Kate Davies.
You didn't answer my question.
What?
Can she come to your party?
Sure. If I ever have one, she can come.
No, after the podcast.
All right.
All right. Yeah, Okay. So,
Pinky Promise.
I'm not Pinky Promising nothing. Back to the cast.
Jessica Capshaw as Dorothy Wheeler. Jessica Caulfield as Lily Voigt. Catherine Heigl, however you say it, as Shelley Fisher. Let's see. Hedy Burris as Ruthie Walker. Fulvio Cacheri as Detective Leon Vaughn. Daniel Cosgrove as Campbell Morris.
I know who he is.
Who's he?
He's been in several things I know of. I'm not offhand, but I know the name.
He was in All My Children and Beverly Hills 90210 and The Guiding Light.
Beverly Hills 90210.
He's a soap star.
I used to watch that dumb show.
Did you really?
I did.
All right, Johnny Whitworth is Max Ramey. Woody Jeffries is Brian. Adam J. Harrington is Jason Marquette. Claude Duhamel as Gary Taylor. Wyatt Page as Evan Wheeler. And Benita Ha as Kim Wheeler. And that is the cast for Valentine. Do you got the Blu-ray of this?
I do not. I actually had the DVD of it, and that's it.
Scream Factory put it out.
It's on Scream Factory. They got it, but yep. I never bought it. But honestly, if I ever see it at Movie Trend Company, I might go ahead and buy it just to keep it. I don't know.
Just to have for the collection?
Yep, just to have for the collection.
But I watched it on... The best I could get it in was 720.
Yeah, I got it. Get back. I got it. I actually watched it on Amazon Prime because I'd like saved the digital copy. But for some reason, it didn't save to Vudu. It saved it to Amazon. So I just watched it on that last night.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even pull the Blu-ray out. So I didn't see if there's any extras. The Scream Factory, I might want to pick that up if I see it anywhere.
Just for the collection.
Yeah, I honestly, I know we're not supposed to review the movie yet, but I honestly do like this movie. It's cheesy, but I actually enjoy watching it. Plus, I don't mind looking at Denise Richards, okay, which is got to say about that.
Yeah, she's very cute, for sure.
She was kind of a crush back then for me, I think. So, yeah. I think Maddie had to watch it with me because of Angel. She was in love with David Boreanaz back then.
Let's go over a little bit of the production of this. Like I said, it was Warner Brothers had acquired the rights to that Tom Savage novel in May of 1998. And they transferred it over to the Artisan Entertainment. And producer Dylan Sellers and writers Wayne and Donna Powers. Donna Powers was originally going to direct the movie, but they pulled out at the last minute. So, that guy also did Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko, my friend David loved that movie, but I never understood what the hell was going on in Donnie Darko.
Yeah,
got a lot of critical acclaim.
Yeah, it was strange for sure. It was just a weird movie.
So he's directed some good stuff. And again, I like Valentine. It's just cheesy, but it's sort of like, you know, trying to get back to the 80s. They just did it in that 90s style, which sort of hurt it. 90s style meaning Scream. That was sort of the 90s.
Yeah.
Everything was trying to copy Scream, including like Halloween H2O.
Now, this was supposed to be taking place in San Francisco, but it was shot on location in Vancouver, British Columbia. And
a lot of British Columbia movies were made for the price. It was cheaper.
Yep. Principal photography commenced on July 10th, 2000 and concluded on September 8th. So they had, what, about almost 5 months working on this.
They only had David Boreanaz for a short period of time. I think like 2 weeks.
Yep, 2 weeks. And
he was probably filming Angel at that point.
Yep. And the Catherine Heigl, she had to shoot her scenes in 3 days because she was working on Roswell.
Yeah, which was another, there was a show on the WB. They had a lot of the similar shows. I guess they were called sort of teen dramas or whatever, but weirdos like me and Howard Stern watched all those shows. Like Beverly Hills 90210, Howard Stern watched that as well. So I guess we were creepy. I don't know.
When they promoted this film, Warner Brothers' official website featured digital e-card Valentine's cards that visitors could send to each other. And stars David Boreanaz and Catherine Heigl, both well known at the time, like you said, for their roles Angel and Roswell, appeared at the Los Angeles Comic Book and Science Fiction Festival to promote the film. Oh, let's see. They premiered this at Hollywood Post 43 American Legion.
Yeah, what's up with that?
On February 1st, 2001. And it earned $20,384,136 in the United States and Canada, and a total gross of $36,684,136. So, yeah, they definitely didn't make no money. Almost made it back in the U.S. alone, though, so. Oh, Rotten Potatoes, or Tomatoes, Potatoes.
Rotten Potatoes.
Gives it an approval rating of 11.
Yeah.
Average rating of 3.4 out of 10. That's not too good.
No.
Oh, let's see. It was nominated and won some awards, though.
It was nominated for some teen awards, I think.
Teen Choice Awards, yep. Nominated for Choice Horror Thriller, Choice Movie Your Parents Don't Want You to See, and Choice Sleaze Bag. And then it won the Golden Trailer Awards for Best Voiceover. And it also won Fangoria Chainsaw Award for Worst Film of 2002. They bag on all kinds of shit that I think's good, though.
They do bag on shit. But then people bag on us, so whatever. I'm about to go rock on everybody.
All right, let's see here. I guess we'll go over some trivia as soon as I can find it here. I had all my pages pulled up, and then I had to restart something, and I got all fucked up. At a cost of $10 million, this is the cheapest film to ever have a Super Bowl spot. It only cost them $10 million to show it on the Super Bowl. I wonder if that took out of their production cost.
Probably did.
Oh, let's see here. During the original casting process, Tara Reid, who previously appeared as Jamie Blanks in Urban Legend, played Dorothy Wheeler, now played by Jessica Capshaw, and Jennifer Love Hewitt played Paige Prescott, now played by Denise Richards. Stunt double for Denise Richards received multiple cuts during the scene where she is thrown into the hot tub from the jet nozzles. Damn. A little violent there.
A little violent.
Jamie Blank said if he could do it all over again, he would cut out all the cheap scenes and broad humor in the film. I didn't really see no humor in it.
I didn't really see any humor in it either. I don't find anything too humorous about it.
No, not really. Jessica Caulfield remarks that her favorite scenes of the film were her on-screen boyfriend, Johnny Whitworth. While most actors get exhausted filming kissing scenes after several takes, she had no problem because he was a good kisser.
There you go.
Oh. In one scene, Kate tells Dorothy that her boyfriend, David Boreanaz.
God damn. And yeah, the kid's not in the room, so I can cuss.
Well, she said he is no angel. And this is, of course, referring to his TV series that he was on. Luke Wilson and Jeremy Sisto were considered for the role of Adam Carr, which is played by your buddy David there.
Luke Sisto?
Jeremy Sisto.
Oh.
One of the very few trailers for the theatrical film to feature a female narrator. You don't really do hear very many women narrators narrating something.
Nope, they need to have more.
Yes, they do. All right. Jamie Blanks was inspired by Jack Shalder's film Alone in the Dark from 1982 for the killer's bloody nose gag. That movie sounds familiar. Alone in the Dark.
Alone in the Dark was a video game movie.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
From 1982?
Oh, no, it's a different one.
Oh. Director pointed out the difficulty of juggling the red herrings, as every time he showed the killer, he had to be sure to account for other possible suspects to keep audiences guessing.
I thought they did a great job with.
Yeah, they did. They did.
I was shocked as shit when I found out who the killer was.
And he said that's really tough when you only have your leading man for 10 days. Mary Sheldon discovered while filming the speed dating scene that she was allergic to synthetic wool, which was the material that her scarf was made out of, and it took like 15 takes because she kept itching her neck because she's allergic to it, and she said her whole neck was swelled up. Studio was originally considering Jared Leto for the role of Adam, who would start in Urban Legend with Alicia Witt before going with your buddy David.
What's his name?
Jared Leto.
No, what's David's name?
Boreanaz.
You said it right.
I said it right.
You know, of all the Buffy and Angel, he's probably done more of her career than anybody. He did the Bones TV series for like 10 years. Then he's been on Navy SEAL? Yeah, it was a military show. He's made quite of a career for himself just doing TV shows. I think he thought he was going to become a movie star, and this was the start of it, but it did not work out for him. But he's definitely had a successful career since Angel.
Director said he tried to avoid referential dialogue so as not to compete with the likes of Scream, but he didn't do too good a job with that.
That was the fatal flaw of the movie.
The language that Benita Ha speaks in the scene with Jessica Capshaw is Cantonese. That was the mother-in-law. She was screaming at her in Cantonese. Stepmother. That was it. It was her stepmother.
Whoopee.
Because she was the rich daddy's girl.
Is that it?
Well, let me see here. Denise Richards was cast in this film without an audition.
She didn't need no audition.
Here you go. Do it. Here's your script.
She didn't need no audition.
Shot in a total of 42 days. Denise Richards and Katherine Heigl have the least screen time out of the five lead women, but are the first to be credited. So, yeah, that's about all I got. There's nothing really okay. much. A bunch of stuff we've already talked about. So,
yeah.
Let's go over the soundtrack a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to go over.
Got a bunch of good people. Rob Zombie, Disturbed. Different mixes of some songs. Rob Zombie did Super Beast, the porno Holocaust mix. Disturbed did the song God of the Mind. Well, you just flashed on and off. I hope we don't have problems like we did fucking last week. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Static X did Love Dump, the Mephisto Odyssey's voodoo mix. Linkin Park did Pushing Me Away, Deftones, RX Queen, Orgy, Opticon, Marilyn Manson, Valentine's Day. Whoever
I need to listen to that song.
Huh?
I need to go find that song.
I don't even think I've even ever heard it.
I don't Besides, think I have either.
I don't know what it sounded like in the movie.
I don't either.
Because it was like very faint when they would play all the songs in there.
I gotta go seek out Marilyn Manson Valentine's Day.
Amanda Ghost, whoever that is. Filthy Mind. Professional Murder Music, Fall Again. I don't know who the hell this is. BT Smart Bomb. Soulfly featuring Sean Lennon.
I know, isn't that weird?
Sun Song, but it wasn't actually played in the film.
No, but Sean Lennon, yeah.
Either was Filter's Take a Picture.
Filter can go the hell.
I didn't really get into them either.
Very generic.
Snake River Conspiracy did a song called Breed and Beautiful Creatures 1 a.m. And that was about half the songs on there are decent.
Yep.
All right, you got anything else to say about Valentine, Carl?
I'm gonna let you go first on the rating and commentary.
Well, it had a good story to it, you know. I thought it was sort of a keep you on your seat, like the first time you see it, you know. Stay on the edge of your seat, you know, a whodunit, more or less, slasher film. I thought it was produced pretty good, directed pretty good. All the girls in it were good looking. Throw that in. Cinematography was actually pretty good, the way they filmed that. Excuse me. Like I said, the soundtrack, I think we both agree on that.
Yeah, true.
But I'm going to have to give it a 3, as high as I can give it. And that's probably more or less for the soundtrack and the good-looking girls.
I'll probably just give it a 3, too. And it's because I like David Boreanaz because he's Angel, and he was from Buffy. And Buffy's my favorite TV show ever. And it was good when it came out. And honestly, I still enjoy it. I don't mind this movie at all.
Oh, I don't mind it.
I'm sure some jack fuck can go in there and twist my words around and comment. So, fuck all of them. They don't like it. That's all I got to say.
Hey, it's our show. We can say what we want.
This show's a 3. I mean, this movie's a 3. The show's a 1.1. The movie's a 3. The show's a 1.1. And that's all I got to say about anything. I'll be back for the midweek.
Yeah, midweek. That ought to be a good one. I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah. I'm done.
All righty. We're done. That's all we got for Valentine.
Bye, guys. See y'all next time. Oh, by the way, there is going to be a next time because I'm doing a zombies podcast. Hey, scary one, though. Bye. See y'all next time.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching, listening, and
bitch,
Carl will talk to you Wednesday, and that's all we got. Happy Valentine's Day, and stay evil. Where's my button? Fuck. My mouse ain't working.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, my mouse ain't working.
Someone there? From sixth grade.
We haven't seen him in years.
Okay. Why would Jeremy Milton want to hurt you?
He attacked me at a dance in junior high.
What do you think happened to him?
It could be anywhere. Your party, for example.
Someone wanted to find balance.